Hi folks, this is my May Day's Boo for day, is it 19 today?
19.
And today is a really good day because we have two new additions to our birdie family.
Yay.
We have
Not you.
We have two little budgies that are hand reared.
Yeah.
And Sam has just gone and collected them from Cumbrian.
Well, Pontypool.
And she's now about to put them in their new cage. So I thought I'd do a boo of that.
Now, we might hear some flying about. I hope to God that they're not going to be too skittish.
Are you just going to, like, go and grab them? Like,
I'm going to try, yeah.
Not grab them, but... Is there anything I can do?
No, I don't think so for a minute. All right, sweetie.
You got one? Do you want to give me that and I can try and get the other one?
Hello. Hello. It's alright.
Hello. Aww. I'll slice it down. I'll put the thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You have that one and I'll get the other one out.
Oh. Oh, you're lovely.
Aren't they fab?
They are so fab.
All right, sweetie, I'm coming in for you.
Oh. Wow. I wonder which one you are then.
Come on, then, you.
Which one are you?
All right. I think you've got the yellow one.
Oh, okay.
Because the only one I held like that was the blue and white.
Okay.
And it's quite a small bird.
Oh.
Hello, you.
So you've got a bigger bird or a smaller bird there?
I've got a smaller one here.
Oh, wow.
Hello, sweetie. So guys, we've got, we don't know what sexes they are because these are very, very young. They're about 7-8 weeks old, which is the youngest budgies I've ever had.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
One is green and yellow, but he's what they call a recessive pied. So he's sort of yellow at the top of his body and green at the bottom, and his wings are sort of spotted. Apparently his wings look like a Dalmatian.
Oh, lovely.
They've got sort of spots on. And the other one is also a recessive pied, but he stroke she is blue and white. You... you in your cage? Look, I know you're a bit frightened, aren't you?
Yes, this is still a little bit.
Come on, then, look.
Oh,
come here.
Well, it's all right.
Come on, then.
It's okay.
Come here, then.
Okay. It's all right, don't panic. It's okay. It's okay.
There we go.
I'll put you in next.
There.
I'll put you in next.
I've got him. That one's in, huh?
Okay, I'll do this one then.
Door's open.
Okay. Have we got seeds?
Yep, we've got food and water. Here's the pillow. Got it?
Yep.
The lady in the taxi said, oh, she said, God, they're lovely. She said, do they love one another? I said, I don't know. She said, they're kissing in the box. There we are.
Brilliant.
But they really love, you know, you get your pet shop budgies, which, all right. I've had some lovely budgies from pet shops in the past, but...
56 minutes.
Oops.
You can't get anywhere near them.
No, you can't.
I've only had one from a pet shop. He was a little blue one called Louie.
Oh.
And he...
Hello. Oh, he's dead chirping.
He was about 9-10 weeks old when I got him. And I managed to hand tame him. I think he'd been sort of handled.
Oh, wow.
But that's very rare from a pet shop, to be honest. They're usually so skittish.
Yeah.
You know, you get them home, you go up to the cage and they're like... Brr, brr,
yeah, flapping.
Because they're so panicky.
Oh.
And, you know, you're trying to feed them bits of millet and it takes blooming ages, whereas those are happy to just step up onto your finger and be held and cuddled. Yeah, they fly around and stuff, but they're just happy to be handled. They see humans as their...
So they're like tiny little chicks. They're so cute.
They really are.
Oh.
There we are.
They're all in.
And you've got Ringo the canary for company. Yeah.
What would happen if you put budgies and canaries in together?
The budgies would torment the hell out of
them. Oh, no. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless. No, that wouldn't happen then.
No.
Oh.
You can do it if you've got a really big aviary.
No, fair enough.
With plenty of room,
yeah,
you can do it there.
Yeah, but not.
But not usually.
Oh. Wow, that's exciting.
So there we are.
So, obviously, on Sam's boo, I'm sure she'll be telling you all about it.
I will.
But Sam managed to get a really good cage, actually, today.
I did.
Which I'm going to probably have, because Sam's better at the cages than me. I'm a bit cack-handed, you know, so she got me this cage because she knew I could do it, didn't you?
I think eventually we want to sort of separate them and put, have one each, so we know whose is whose.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we know which budgie's which.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that'd be nice. Yeah. But for now, they're together because they're probably a bit scared.
Yeah, I just thought I'd put them, because don't forget, they haven't been on their own. They've been in a cage with four others, so...
That's true. They're probably all cuddling up now.
They probably are.
So for now, folks, I'll leave it there and speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
Time to publish. Publish.
Oh, yay!